Hair.
Beard. Beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
left ear.
Okay, and this is
right ear.
And this whole thing.
Mouth.
And
neck.
And this part.
Throat.
Did you ever hear that called Google?
No. That's a good word. I'm learning some great words.
And these are the
teeth.
And one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the
palm.
And one
fist.
Two
fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
Joint.
And on a man, this is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And this is your
leg.
And this is
foot. Foot.
And you have two
feet.
And say if I get down in this position, you say I
kneeling.
Or not on your knees.
Crouching.
Okay. What would you say? Say if a child wanted to hide from you, he might run behind the desk and.
Crouch behind the desk.
Okay. And this sensitive bone here is the
shin.
And what do you call the upper part of your thigh? Did you ever hear a name for that? The part you're resting on when you're crouching down.
Haunches.
Okay. Is that a word you use?
I think so, yeah.
Did you ever hear people say hunkers? Hunker down? Or?
I guess I have.
And if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
peaked.
Okay. Do you use that?
Yeah, I think I would.
And if someone's in good shape, you'd say he's big and
strong.
What if he's getting a little bit overweight? You'd say, but he's still strong. You'd call him
chubby or.
What about stout? Do you use that?
Yeah, that's a good word.
How would you use it?
Well, like you say, somebody who was big and strong, but also a little fat, yeah.
You'd call him?
Stout. Yeah, that's a good term.
Did you ever use that word about butter that was turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you'd call him?
Cheerful, friendly.
And someone like a teenager that has a growth spurt and then seems to be just all arms and legs?
Gawky.
Okay. And what about someone who's always stumbling and dropping things?
Clumsy.
And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you might say he's just a plain
bumbler. Something like that.
What about something stronger you could say?
Incompetent.
What about fool? Did you ever use that?
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Well, it's That's very insulting. Very insulting.
If you call somebody?
A fool, yeah.
Do you associate that? There's a passage in the Bible that says not to call someone a fool.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Is there a connection there?
I think there might be, yeah.
Someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money won't ever spend a cent.
A miser.
What about some more terms?
Cheapskate.
Okay. And when you say a person is common, what does that mean?
It's a word you hear so often, doesn't really have very much definition.
How do you hear it used?
Somebody who has no particular characteristics or nothing to distinguish him.
Then he'd just be a
common person.
Is it a very insulting word?
Yeah, I think it is. Because it implies that the person who says it is better.
And does it mean anything different if you say that a girl is common than if a guy is?
No, not to me it wouldn't.
And an old person who still gets around real well has a lot of energy?
A noun for that type of person?
No, you say the person is
spry.
Okay. And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but